This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I'm going to get a water. I'll be back.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Oh boy, I hope Lee Elsie had fun, because what a news day. What an incredible news day. This is Wayne Allyn Root. Lee Elsie was in for me in hour number one. I get my workout time on Tuesdays and Thursdays with Megan Barth on Tuesdays. First hour of the show, Lee Barth on Thursdays. At least we're trying this throughout the summer. It's my little summer break. Lee Elsie's the greatest, man. I swear. He is fantastic, and I appreciate everything he does. Thank you, Lee. Thank you, brother. You are my brother from another mother on the East Coast of the United States. You know I'm an East Coast guy. Wayne Allyn Root on USA Radio, Newsmax TV, reaching coast to coast. See the shining sea in the world-famous war room deep inside Wayne Manor in the country I call Trump Land. This is war. I'm going to get right to all the big news, because there's so much. The Supreme Court blocks the 2020 census citizenship question and throws it back to the lower courts. I'm telling you, I'll have so much to say about this tomorrow, mañana. Justice Roberts is either blackmailed or bribed. I've had it. I'm going to tell the world what I really believe. Justice Roberts is a piece of garbage. He's either blackmailed or bribed. He is a member of the deep state and or the D.C. swamp. They're one and the same. He's always there when they need him, or he's always there being blackmailed when they need him with a gun to his head. I don't know which one it is. It might involve his children. It might involve his wife. It might involve something he's doing, photos of him with who knows what and whom. But I'm telling you, this is not normal. There's never a Democrat who comes over to our side. There's never a liberal who ever comes over to the conservative side. But there just happens to be a key conservative in the Senate like John McCain, in the Supreme Court like Justice John Roberts, who just happens to stab us in the back every time something occurs that could change the future of America. And Roberts did it with Obamacare, and then John McCain did it with Obamacare, and now Roberts has done it with the simplest request in the world. A simple question on the census. A question whether you're, not even whether you're legal or not. Not even the right question. The right question is, are you legal or illegal? They didn't even ask that. Just, are you a citizen? To ask that question in the United States of America has become a problem. It's no good. You can't do it. You know what Roberts ruled? His exact words were, it's an unfair advantage to white people and Republicans to ask that question. You mean it's not an unfair advantage to people who are illegally in the country and the Mexican drug cartel to not ask that question? It's not a disadvantage to all the people of America who are citizens? A disadvantage automatically like 1,000% towards every illegal and against every citizen? Is always every ruling is a disadvantage or advantage to somebody? It's the stupidest pretzel-like response, just like Obamacare. Justice Roberts twists himself in pretzel-like positions that only a prostitute, a hooker, a gymnast, or a yoga expert could possibly do in order to make the case that Obamacare was legal, even though Obama's own government argued it wasn't a tax. And then he approved it because it was a tax. It was the most convoluted, stupid reasoning in the history of the world. And I knew at that moment he was blackmailed, and I wrote it again and again, that Justice Roberts either bribed, owned, bought and sold, or Justice Roberts is being blackmailed. And now here it is again. And it's supposed to be, we're supposed to think it's normal that a conservative constitutionalist twists himself in a pretzel against white people and against Republicans, because there's an advantage to Republicans. There's an advantage to everybody in every Supreme Court ruling, you stupid, loser, bribed, corrupt, deep state plant. Can you imagine? You know what I mean? It's not twisted and a disadvantage to white people and American citizens and all the workers of America and the how about the states that don't have a lot of illegals and the cities that don't have illegals? Is this advantageous to every inner city that's filled with illegals and disadvantage to all the cities that are filled with American citizens and not illegals? You're damn right it is. That's his reasoning. The United States is not supposed to be, and no ruling can be an advantage to one person and a disadvantage to the other, huh? Oh, he doesn't have a gun to his head. They're not holding his children hostage at gunpoint in an undisclosed Washington location until he votes the way they want him to. Or he's a deep state plant. Meanwhile, Trump seeks a delay in the census, the 2020 census, because the Supreme Court says, hey, we didn't say no, we didn't rule against you. Just go back to the lower courts and come back to us. Come back to you. You're closed for the year. There won't be a ruling till next year at this time. There's no time. The court ends tomorrow. What a joke. You know what this ruling advantages? It advantages George Soros. It advantages illegal aliens. It advantages Mexican cartels. It advantages every drug dealer in the United States of America. It advantages every child sex trafficker. And it advantages the open borders left, who have ruined this country, and they fixed it. That's the theme of my show. Is everything fixed? America's got to go down. Because no matter where you turn, the fix is in. It's in with social media. It's in with the mainstream media. It's in with the Supreme Court. The fix is in wherever you turn. It's in with the Senate, with John McCain voting thumbs down on his last breath before he drops dead of brain cancer. They flew him in a wheelchair so he could vote no and fight on behalf of the deep state. Are we allowed to ever win? No. It's against us. It's against us. It's against us. 24 hours a day to try to suck the life out of real people born in the United States of America. How about this one? Newly uncovered photos from the border protest attended by a tearful Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez show she was crying over an empty parking lot. She staged a photo op after the images taken during a 2018 event outside a migrant tent city in Tornillo, Texas, went viral this week. The photos show an emotional AOC holding her face and appearing to cry. Her attention is directed towards whatever is on the other side of the fence. However, a photo from a different angle shows there's nothing on the other side of the fence except an empty parking lot and some police officers. Another image shows a photographer being careful to capture AOC's reaction as she gets emotional over what appears to be little other than a vehicle and a tree. Do you understand? She's a paid actress, a fraud. She's got nothing to do with Congress. They're all criminals. Do you know what we're trying to avoid here? Crime-ravaged Mexico City deploys 140,000 National Guard troops to enforce order. Mexico is deploying its new militarized National Guard police force within Mexico City to quell a recent surge in violent criminal activity, according to President Andres Manuel López Obrador. Do you understand? Mexico is out of control. Out of freaking control, and they need the National Guard with incredible weaponry to keep the control. Mexico City, crime's on the rise. The daily homicide rate has gone from 2 to 6 every day in the past decade. The force will start at 70,000 members and expands 130 to 140,000. And you know what one must ask? How many of those National Guard members will be on the take from the Mexican drug cartels? We all know the entire Mexican army's on the take. All the people in charge are on the take. I don't know about the guys on the bottom, but all the people giving the orders are on the take. So it doesn't matter. They're all owned by the drug cartels. Everybody's owned by the drug cartels. And you know what? I think the Democratic Party is too. Now, the only good development of the day is that after losing in the Supreme Court, Nancy Pelosi caved miraculously to Trump and Mitch McConnell, and the House passed a clean Senate bill on the emergency border crisis funding. Can you believe it? It's hard to even believe. The House okays a bipartisan border funding bill after Pelosi reversal leads Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez to say, hell no. Just hours after vowing to make changes to the Senate bill, Speaker of the House announced the House would vote on a clean emergency Senate bill. By an 84-8 bipartisan vote, it passed the Senate to help fund the border crisis humanitarian needs. She issued a statement saying she was caving because the children come first. Well, you know, let me translate for you what that really means. I'm a fraud. Nancy Pelosi says. I'm a piece of garbage. My entire party is paid off by the Mexican drug cartels to keep the border open. We've been complaining about children being treated badly and starving and dirty diapers and disease and sleeping on floors and lights on while they're sleeping, all because we wouldn't fund the money to treat them properly. And the heat was on me, and the American people were turning against the Democratic Party and me, and so I had to cave. I had no choice because this terrible witch, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, was putting me in an untenable position. And Ocasio-Cortez says, hell no. She backed down Thursday, Pelosi, and reluctantly passed the Senate version of the $4.5 billion bill. However, some lawmakers were not happy. Ocasio-Cortez was incensed, writing on Twitter, under no circumstances should the House vote for a McConnell bill with no negotiation with Democrats. Hell no! That's an abdication of power. We should refuse to accept. They will keep hurting kids if we do. She lamented the Senate's Republican majority passing the bill, but failed to mention the bill passed 84-8. Can you imagine who the eight are that voted against it? Commies. Power-mad communist Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez with an online tantrum. She thinks the whole world revolves around Twitter. And the media, on the debate last night, the media agree the party has shifted to the far, far left. How far left have they shifted? Is that kind of a joke? Isn't that one of those jokes? How far left have they shifted, Wayne? Julian Castro, another anonymous nobody, running for president with the qualifications that my skin is brown and I'm a Latino who speaks Spanish. Julian Castro says transgender men have a right to abortion funds. Now, folks, if my name isn't Wayne Allen Root, if this isn't mental illness, if the party isn't mentally ill, if Castro isn't mentally ill, if he isn't laughed out of the United States of America, then my name isn't Wayne Root anymore. Call me a different name. I swear to you, I was born Wayne Allen Root in Mount Vernon Hospital. It's not Wayne Root anymore. If you agree with transgender men with a right to abortion funds, oh my God. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy, I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good, so I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised because my wound like closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm start taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing
the past.
My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
War now.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Everybody knows it. Every conservative American knows it. Everyone feels it. Justice John Roberts is compromised. Here's a great email from Dennis. It's funny. It's tongue-in-cheek. Right-wing watch, don't take me seriously. It's a joke email, but it's kind of true. Everybody, every conservative believes it. Dennis says somewhere out there is a video of Justice Roberts with really good mood lighting and bad mood music and a lovely transgender goat. And, you know, I think I believe it. I think it's not that funny. I think I believe it. Because it doesn't make sense, folks, that he does what he does, that he screws us every time. That he screwed us with Obamacare with the most ridiculous ruling ever, and now he screwed us with the census question with the most ridiculous ruling ever, because this was the easiest softball in the world. It was so easy that this was a 5-4 win. I knew all four liberals would vote against it. You can't ask questions in America of an illegal alien. You're not allowed to ask a question. You're not allowed to be a cop. If you pull over an illegal and you're a cop, I think you lose your badge in America now. Matter of fact, I think that's enough. They gotta hang you if you dare ask a question of an illegal. You know who's not nodding your heads right now? Every cop in Vegas listen to this show. And I'll bet you're all nodding your heads right now and smiling, saying, I love Wayne Root. Because I'm the only guy who tells the truth. This whole country is bought and paid for by bad interests, by George Soros and all the billionaires and all the big multinational corporations that want cheap labor. and all the evil people on the Democratic side who just want to win every election, and they can only do it with bringing in foreign illegals to vote, and they give them all driver's licenses so they can vote, and they pass laws that say you can't ask them at the DMV a single question, and now you can't ask them on the census a single question. And all the cops know, your life isn't the same anymore. You're not really cops. Your job is to just walk around and be nice to all the illegals. Because if, God forbid, you ever pull a gun at an illegal, you're going to get the death penalty. Think I'm kidding? They just did it to a cop, man. They just did it. Here, let me see if I can find it. I have only 100 stories here. But I know a cop was charged with murder today. I'm trying to see where that cop was. I think it was Texas. Here it is. Texas police officer charged with murder in the shooting of a truck thief. You see a truck is stolen. You have the license. You're a cop. You pull over the guy with the truck, and you shoot him, and you're found guilty of murder. I mean, they didn't find him guilty. They charged him with murder. You're charging policemen with murder for shooting truck thieves? I give him a medal. I pin a medal on his chest. Finally, there's a good cop out there who knows what he's doing. I'm sorry. He's a thief. He's in a car. Maybe it's my car. Maybe it's your car. Maybe he got a car with my wife in it and a baby in the back. Shoot him. What's the matter with all of you? The cop's going to be charged with murder for shooting him? It's a second, split-second life or death decision, and he must have felt his life was at risk. He must have felt the driver was going to pull a gun or use his car to kill him, and he shoots him dead. And what they're trying to say, I would believe, I'm guessing, is you're not allowed to shoot someone because he robbed property. Well, that's what they say about homeowners. I didn't know they say it about cops. When the cop catches the guy red-handed, you're not allowed to shoot him if he poses a threat to you? This country is so backwards and so bought by the deep state and the D.C. swamp and the globalists and the people who hate our guts. They're out to get the cops. They're out to get Wayne Root on conservative talk radio. They're wiping us off social media. They're wiping us off the internet. They're killing the traffic to our websites. They're brainwashing our children in college. They own all the DAs. They own all the justice judges. My God, this country is, I can't say the word on national TV. It's effed. Let's put it that way. Country is effed. Let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show. Perfect timing, actually. The sponsor is Tangible Investments, because let me tell you, if this country is dead, if this country is going downhill and it's a long slide, there is no other choice but to own all the gold you could possibly get your hands on. There are so many problems in this country. We are so structurally dysfunctional. Gold is up so far, but you know what? Depending on where you bought it and how you bought it, what price you bought it at, who you bought it from, what kind of deal they got you, guess what? You might not have made any money, even though gold has gone so far through the roof. It's gone from $1,100 to, what did you do today? It was up slightly today. It's $1,412. $1,100 an ounce. It was right between a range of $1,100 ounce and $1,200 ounce. And in a matter of 6 weeks or so, it went to $1,400. Now it's at $1,412. And you still may not have made money. Because you got to buy from the right people, the right price. And so Tangible Investment CEO has been quoted on the front cover of the Wall Street Journal. And he's been interviewed on CNBC and Discovery Channel and the History Channel. He will evaluate your holdings for free. He charges $2,000 an hour to do that. He's going to do it for free. And they're going to send you an award-winning DVD free. And a New York Times best-selling author's book free. Call now at 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000, and the first 20 qualified callers are going to get a gold coin with a retail value of $199 free. But no matter what, you get the book free, the DVD free, and he's going to evaluate your holdings for free. Call 800-780-9000 and tell him Wayne Root sent you.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House is sending President Trump a $4.6 billion humanitarian aid package. The Senate approved the bill with overwhelming bipartisan support despite objections from some Democrats who wanted the bill with more protections. Earlier this week, the House passed its own emergency border funding package, which included stricter standards for the detention facilities, but the Republican-led Senate rejected the House bill and passed its own version without those protections. Ahead of the second night of the Democrats' presidential debate, the field has finished their walkthroughs of the venue in Miami and continues some last-minute debate prep. Candidates like Congressman Eric Swalwell from California are talking about what makes him qualified to be president.
Well, I want to be prepared but not rehearsed. I'm going to be myself. It's an opportunity to introduce myself to the country.
The debate starts at 9 o'clock Eastern Time on the NBC networks. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
A recent article says that consumers need to evaluate the ingredients found in their toothpaste. Dental hygienist Linda Hirse.
When it comes to the health of your teeth and gums, ingredients matter. Look for a toothpaste with a natural, gentle ingredient, like baking soda, which is the foundation of Arm & Hammer toothpaste.
The report noted that toothpaste with baking soda shows promise in reducing plaque and may decrease gum bleeding when compared to toothpaste without it.
When you brush with Arm & Hammer toothpaste, you notice the baking soda difference. They have been clinically proven to remove up to 5 times more plaque and to reduce gum bleeding by as much as 60% when compared to a non-baking soda toothpaste. Throughout the day, as you eat and drink, stains attach to the tooth surface, actually embedding into the sticky bacterial plaque. Arm & Hammer toothpaste with baking soda removes the stains and the plaque, even in the hard-to-reach areas. Baking soda also helps neutralize the harmful plaque acids that form in our mouth, keeping teeth and gums healthy.
For more, visit AH Toothpaste.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Can speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
My doctor suggests if you suffer from gut problems, skin conditions, yeast problems, candida, don't forget voice issues. I'm on the radio thousands of hours a year, radio and TV. And I've never missed 1 minute in 3 years and 4 months on the radio. Now, 1 minute because of my doctor suggests I suck in their silver lozenges. My doctor suggests alkaline structured silver products destroy yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses while not harming a good bacteria. I've experienced firsthand the power of healing that happens when you use their products. My voice is now a workhorse. I never missed 1 minute in 3 years due to a hoarse voice. No colds in 3 years and 4 months on the radio. Brain fog is gone. I go to bed late. Wake up early between 5 and 6 in the morning every morning. And the second I wake up, I don't have to, you know, kind of walk it off or work out it off or walk around for 3 hours or look at the internet. That's what I used to do. Now I'm sharp as a whip from the moment I wake up. And leaky gut, meaning fatigue and brain fog and colds and stomach upset, when you eat food, it's all gone because of the liquid that I drink twice a day, in the morning and the night, before I go to bed. And when I wake up, I drink their liquid silver, alkaline structured silver. You can't get it in stores. You can only get it by calling the following number and website, and you get 20% off. Use the promo code ROOT for Wayne Allen Root. Use my last name, ROOT, and get 20% off your order. Call 866-660-9868. You want to be as sharp and high energy as Wayne Root. 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root and use the promo code ROOT. All right, so we've got our guests here. If you were with us for the first half hour of the show, you heard me on one of my most epic rants of all time. I believe the fix is in. I believe that Justice Roberts is either an idiot, and we know he's not an idiot, or someone who wants to destroy the Constitution as opposed to a constitutionalist, or he's bribed, or he's blackmailed. But he's always there at the perfect time to ruin everything that will destroy America, to vote in a way that will help the Democrats maintain their majority forever. This was the layout. This was the easiest vote in the history of the world. It's a 5-4, maybe even a 6-3 in a normal world. Every time in favor of the president, has every right to ask a question on his citizenship, on a census. To ask a simple citizenship question on a census. Again, we're going to hear from a legal expert, but I'm telling you, Wayne Root feels like every conservative in this country that this Justice Roberts should be impeached. President Trump should start an impeachment proceeding. I don't know what way you could do that. We'll find out from Hans von Spassky how it could happen, because this guy should be impeached because something's wrong. He's compromised. He's destroyed America in one way with Obamacare, with the worst ruling in history, twisted himself like a pretzel, and ruled the exact opposite of what Obama's people were arguing in front of the Supreme Court in order to justify it. And now he's doing the same thing with the census. He's saying it's an advantage to white males and Republicans to put that question on the census. Well, isn't every decision by the Supreme Court an advantage to someone and a disadvantage to someone? Because this decision is a disadvantage to white males and Republicans and anyone who wants to save America and all patriots and all the cities that don't have a lot of illegal aliens. And it's an absolute advantage to the Mexican drug cartels. It's an absolute advantage to the Democratic Party. What is he talking about? So angry. Hans von let me see if I can pronounce this right. I used to do it a lot and do it right, Hans. Hans von Spakovsky. Did I get it right?
You got it exactly right.
I got to really concentrate to get your name right. But he's a senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation. And how do you feel about this ruling today? You're a smart lawyer. I'm the emotional, passionate, conservative warrior. Two different things. But I think I'm going to guess you come down somewhere close to me that this is ridiculous.
Well, yes, and I'm really disappointed in the Chief Justice once again. Because, look, he got three-quarters of the case right, but then on the most important issue, he got it completely wrong. And, I mean, here's the way the case was laid out. The challengers in this case, the state of New York and all these other liberal groups, first of all, they claimed it was unconstitutional to put a citizenship question on the census. The Chief Justice, who wrote the majority opinion, said, no, it's not unconstitutional. So then they claimed, well, even if it's constitutional, the Secretary of the Department of Commerce doesn't have the authority to put a citizenship question on the census. The Chief Justice actually said, no, he does have the authority to do that. But then he said, this federal law called the Administrative Procedure Act applies, and under that there can be judicial review. And the reason that they gave, that the administration gave, that this is needed to enforce the Voting Rights Act, that doesn't sound quite right, so we're going to send it back to them to see if they can come up with a better reason.
Except there's no time, and he knew that. There's no time. Are they going to come up with a reason tonight, and then they're going to rule on it tomorrow, or they go home for the year already?
Yeah, no, it's a foolish argument, and in fact, Justice Thomas wrote a great partial dissent. I mean, he agreed. Of course, it's constitutional. Yes, the Commerce Secretary has the power to do this. And then he said, that's where the court's analysis should have stopped. You know,
right.
It's constitutional, and the Commerce Secretary's got the power to do it. That's where the court should have stopped.
Hans, I'm not crazy, right? I read through a few articles very quickly. Unless I'm crazy, Justice Roberts actually said in his ruling that to take the citizenship question and put it on the census is an advantage to white Americans, non-Hispanic white Americans, and to Republicans. Didn't I see that?
Yeah, that's one of the claims that's made about it.
And so isn't every ruling a disadvantage to someone and an advantage to someone? Isn't this ruling now a disadvantage to non-Hispanic whites and to Republicans? So it's an advantage to Democrats, an advantage to drug traffickers, an advantage to sex traffickers. It's an advantage to anyone who wants to ruin the country with open borders. So that's the way it goes. Someone wins, someone loses. What kind of a stupid argument is that?
Well, look, I agree, and so did at least three of the other justices. But unfortunately, when it came to that issue, the Chief Justice agreed with the four liberal justices on the court. So, look, there's still a chance that the Commerce Department can come up with some more reasons. But it's like an NFL game. And the ref just put the Trump administration back down at their 5-yard line with 2 minutes to play.
Well, I'm glad you brought up that analogy. You know what this is like? This is like the game before the Super Bowl, the NFC Championship, with the worst call of all time when the Rams guy hit the New Orleans Saints receiver before the ball came in the face, knocked him unconscious, never let him catch the ball, knocked him out, flat out, and the referee looked and said, oh, everything's fine. That's how bad this ruling is. This is a ruling against America, not against the Rams, against America on the most ridiculous grounds I've ever heard. And it's always Roberts. I know you're a smart guy. I know you're much smarter than me. I know you're much more careful in what you say to me. I know you'd never say this, but I'm telling you, I'm not blaming Hans. Wayne Root is saying Justice Roberts has been compromised and he should be impeached.
Well,
what do you say to that?
That's not going to happen because the Democrats in the House, who now control the majority, I'm sure are extremely happy about this ruling.
And that's how you impeach someone, with the House has to vote for it? Is that the impeachment process?
So the impeachment process is...
just like a president?
A majority vote in the House, and then it goes over to the Senate, and they have to hold a trial, and it takes a two-thirds vote of the senators to actually convict.
Right. You do know that one of Trump's top aides actually said the same thing today, right? You know that. It's not just Wayne Root, you know, going crazy half-assed here. One of Trump's top aides said, we should start impeachment proceedings against Supreme Court Roberts. Something's wrong.
I have to admit I missed that.
Something's wrong, man. As sure as I'm sitting here, something's wrong. Because this isn't a one-time thing. I could see a guy doing something stupid one time. This is the second time he's twisted himself like a pretzel to make a ruling that makes no sense when he's one of the smartest guys in the world. And he's going against the Constitution. Here's a more important question. What is constitutional in the United States that the Founding Fathers wrote? What is constitutional? Where are the rights for illegal aliens who don't belong in our country in the first place? Why do they have any rights at all? What are the rights of a person who's illegally here in the first place?
Well, unfortunately, again, you can blame the courts for this. The Supreme Court passed Supreme Court decisions saying that they do have some rights. They obviously have too many because it's gotten too difficult to get them out of the country.
How ridiculous. Why would you have a right when you're not in the country legally in the first place? What are your rights? How could you possibly have a right that no one can ask you a question on the census, that the president wants you to be asked? I don't even know why this has anything to do with commerce. In other words, it's fine that commerce came up with the question, and you even said they all agreed that was okay, but what does it matter? Is the president of the United States says, hey, let's add a question. And you mean that's illegal? A president can't say that?
Yeah, you know what's particularly ridiculous, Wayne, this is an important point, what's particularly ridiculous about this ruling is that the media has covered this as if this was something nefarious, as if this was something unprecedented. Look, the first time there was a citizenship question of the U.S. Census was in 1820, and the citizenship question is currently on the American Community Survey, which is this other survey that the Census Bureau sends out every year. That was sent out throughout the entire Obama administration, and none of these left-wing groups and none of these states ever claimed that there was something wrong with asking that question.
It's absolutely crazy, but the deck is stacked against us. As sure as I'm standing here, whether you believe that this guy is bought and bribed, whether you believe he's literally been blackmailed, or whether I'm sure Hans just believes it's a bad ruling, it's a mistake. I don't believe a guy this smart could make a mistake like this twice and then twist around the answers that make absolutely no sense, like he's playing some sort of game. It's crazy. If the deck is stacked against us, we can't win. John McCain put his thumbs down to kill the repeal of Obamacare. This guy killed Obamacare. Now this guy changed the census. It's like they're trying their best to destroy the Republican Party and the United States of America and American exceptionalism and capitalism and the Constitution. You do agree with that part, right, Hans?
Well, we gotta run.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't ask the question. Gotta run. I'll talk to you later. Thank you, Hans. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Tangible Investments. Tangible is what I call the triple crown of golden credibility. They've been in business for 35 years. They've done over $2 billion in transactions. That's credibility. And they charge among the lowest commissions in the industry, so you buy gold and silver at the best and lowest prices. Tangible wants you to become educated because they know an educated consumer will choose Tangible every time. And they want to prove to you once you experience the customer service of Tangible, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. So for a limited time, they're offering every single fan of Wayne Alaroot a free award-winning DVD and a free book by a New York Times best-selling author. You can get both free just for calling. No strings attached. And while you're on the phone, find out if you qualify for your $199 gold coin gift free. Call now for your free book and award-winning DVD because Tangible loves educated customers. Call Tangible at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
War now.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, I was saying goodbye to Hans von Spakovsky, our legal expert and senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation, because the music was heading in my ear. I had Chris O'Sullivan saying 5-4-3-2-1. It was time to go. But there's another question I got to ask him, so we got him back. Hans, you back?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, you're my man. All right, so Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was tweeting this weekend, as were many others, but an elected official tweeting out how you can avoid ICE and how you can ask for a lawyer and how you can ask if they have a warrant, how you can hide in someone's house who's legal, all the things you can do to avoid ICE, not to mention that she's telling the world ICE is coming. Isn't this illegal for an elected official to do this? How is that legal?
Well, there are federal laws about obstruction of justice, but look, you and I both know that the Justice Department would be pretty leery of going after a member of Congress, particularly if they're arguing, I'm sure they would try to argue that they're covered by the immunity that they get when they're acting in their official capacity on the floor of Congress. So,
all right, let me switch a little bit.
Yeah.
What about the mayor of Oakland who literally was not known that ICE was coming, and she warned her people that ICE was coming? Is that not a prosecutable offense?
It is possibly, if it's specific enough, and I'll give you an example of what I mean. You may have seen that about a month ago, a state court judge in Massachusetts was actually indicted by the U.S. attorney of
obstruction
of justice because
correct.
She had a illegal alien in her courtroom for a local crime, And when she heard that ICE was there to pick him up when she was done with him, she had her bailiff sneak him out the back of her courtroom so he could avoid ICE.
She's been criminally indicted for that. Yeah, I talked about that day and night on the show, and I was cheering on that she would be indicted, and then when she was, I was cheering on that she was. Why can't you do that to every elected official who is holding court over a sanctuary city? If you're a mayor of a sanctuary city, and you know people are committing illegal acts, and you're saying, I will not allow ICE to deport them, a sheriff or a police chief say, I will not allow a detainer to count, I won't hand them over to ICE, why couldn't the president use executive action or executive order to say, I want these people arrested because they're breaking the law and they're obstructing justice and they're committing treason?
Well, if you've got a U.S. attorney like you got to have in Boston, he's a really good guy, I actually know him, Andrew Leiling, then you could possibly do that elsewhere.
All right, that would be my thought. And I guess last but not least, there's a lot of people out there. The rumor was, I don't know if it's true, but that someone in the Trump administration is the one that leaked, just like the mayor of Oakland, leaked that ICE is coming on Sunday morning, and here are the 10 cities they're coming to. That's different than Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Isn't that a clear-cut case of doing something that is illegal? You can't leak when ICE is coming if you're a member of a presidential administration and you don't agree with the president.
Yeah, and hopefully they'll find out who did that.
So that you could charge someone for, right?
Yes, I think so.
All right. Hans von Spakovsky. I'm getting that name right now?
You got it exactly right.
I've said it like 5 times. I finally got it right. Hans von Spakovsky, legal expert, senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation. Thank you, Hans. Really appreciate you coming back for a part two. Thank you.
Sure. Bye-bye.
All right. So, I mean, you have to be able to arrest people who are doing bad stuff. Because the Democratic Party wants to arrest me for my opinions. I'm not doing bad stuff. They want to arrest Republicans for being Republican. That's the crime. That's what the IRS tried to do to me from 2010 to 2013. You're going to say it wasn't an arrest? Why, no. It was just an audit that was trying to ruin my life. From the IRS of Las Vegas, the office of the Las Vegas office of the IRS was coming after Wayne Root, and everybody in that office was gunning for me. Either at the orders of Obama or the orders of Harry Reid or the orders of both. And you let people get away with that and you wonder why America is a lawless country now. And that illegals have more rights than the rest of us. Because I did nothing wrong. They just disagreed with my politics. Either Obama or Harry Reid said, I don't like Wayne Root's politics. And they called up the IRS office of Vegas and said, make this guy's life miserable. Try and destroy him. And they tried. But they didn't succeed. I won. And then they tried again, and I beat them again. Because I never did anything wrong. That's the point. Nothing wrong. No, I don't commit any crimes. I've never committed a crime in my life. You can't go after someone because they're politics. But you can go after someone because they break the law. An elected official that leaks private, sensitive government information, you go to prison. And that's not just the guy in the Trump administration who's a rat fink. It's Hillary. Hillary did that. She let go top secret information to Chinese government, and they killed 20 CIA agents because of what she got leaked out, because she refused to obey the law and had a private server in her bathroom, in a closet in her bathroom. And then she deleted 33,000 emails after getting a subpoena from Congress for those emails. She deleted them. She destroyed them. But nobody comes after them. They come after us for our politics. VRA Radio, by the way, VRA Radio is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Fantastic company, Kip Herridge, my good friend for 20 years. I'm a witness to his remarkable success at picking stock winners. The guy's amazing. He's beaten Wall Street 15 of the 16 years he's been in business, 15 out of 16, and beat them like a drum, beat them bad. And now, big news, only for my fans at USA Radio, Kip's offering a free 2-week membership to VRA. Go there now, your risk is zero, VRAinsider.com. Get your free 2-week membership at VRAinsider.com. Try Kip out 2 weeks for free, and you become a client for life.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note, blockchain data centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
The offer.